the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Hello, Uganda. Hello, Africa. Good morning, and we thank you very much for tuning in to Witness Radio, the only station that connects local and indigenous communities across the globe. You are listening to The Dawn, a program that kickstarts your day every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. To join us, please visit our website at www.witnessradio.org or by downloading the Witness Radio app from the Google Play Store. Before we start, do not forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Witness Radio Uganda. Additionally, for any interactions and comments, do not hesitate to reach out to us on our WhatsApp number, which is +256 745 965 765, or by calling us directly on +256 414 697 221. Coming up is Beautiful Day by Akon. My name is Eunice. Good morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for joy. Thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day, yeah. If I take the blame, put it all on me, I just pray. Pull out and let them shots go, oh. Had to just chill out, cause I don't wanna stop. Losing homies really hurt to my soul. Matter how rough that road, far you go, take it easy and live life slow. Through all the highs and lows, stay ten toes down like you're digging for gold. God, thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah.
And thank you for this life. Sorry I complain. The ups and the downs is just a part of the game. It's a beautiful day, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day, yeah.
Ride through the city, just reflecting on me. While they hitting, I'm just keeping it cool.
Yeah.
I ain't even tripping, long as money keep flipping, and then sticking to me like glue. Before
yeah.
The car jack, yeah. I couldn't hit that. I pulled the Akon, she let me smack that. Yeah, I was down bad, but then I bounced back. I took a wrong turn, end up on the right track. No matter how rough that road, far you go, take it easy and live life slow. Through all the highs and lows, stay ten toes down like you're digging for gold.
God, thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah.
Beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day, yeah. And thank you for this life, sorry I complain. The ups and the downs is just a part of the game. It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day, it's a yeah.
God, thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that brief commercial break. You are still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. The Dawn is the program you're listening to, where we delve into the latest pressing issues that shape our communities and livelihoods. You can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. In our program today, we look at South Africa's first major test of land expropriation without compensation in court. The 34 acres of land in question is located at portion 406 of the Dryfontein farm, and it's valued between 30 and 64 million rand. It has been acquired because the city of Ekurhuleni wants to build social housing there. This has been the first accusation of its kind since the signing of the expropriation law by South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa at the start of this year, despite receiving massive criticism from civil society organizations and natives. And well, just to brief you about this law and what it means, the Expropriation Act is an act of Parliament of South Africa that establishes the framework for compulsory property acquisition by South African government entities. The Act shows the repeal of the Apartheid-era Expropriation Act 1975 and came into operation after being signed on by the current President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, earlier this year in January. The Act has been controversial throughout its legislative history, owing in particular to its provision for the payment of zero compensation to persons whose land is expropriated in certain specified circumstances. The governing African National Congress has emphasized the importance of the Act in facilitating the land reform objectives contained in the Constitution, whilst the Act has been criticized by, amongst others, the Democratic Alliance and the Trump administration. In one of its key provisions, the Act defines expropriation as the compulsory acquisition of property by organs of state or authorized expropriating authorities. It provides that its primary purpose is to align South Africa's expropriation processes with the requirements of the Constitution, while it's providing clear guidelines for implementation across all levels of government. The Act seeks to assist marginalized communities, including women, youth, LGBTQI plus individuals, and persons with disabilities by facilitating improved access to services through resource distribution and to redress the results of past racial discriminatory laws or practices in reference to historical apartheid practices. The Act further grants expropriation authority to various state entities across national, provincial, and municipal spheres of government. Ministerial powers include the ability to expropriate property for a public purpose or in the public interest, subject to specific limitations outlined in the Act. However, the judiciary maintains oversight through its authority to adjudicate expropriation disputes. Looking at compensation, Section 12(1) of the Act provides that the amount of compensation paid to the owner of the expropriated land must be just and equitable, reflecting an equitable balance between the public interest, the interests of those affected, including an owner, holder of a right, a mortgagee, having regard to all relevant circumstances. These circumstances include the current use of the property, the history of the acquisition and use of the property, the market value of the property, the extent of direct state investment and subsidy in the acquisition and beneficial capital, improvement of the property, and the purpose of the expropriation. Despite the ruling party of African National Congress emphasizing the importance of the Act in facilitating the land reform objectives contained in the Constitution, some locals think otherwise.
An expropriation act that we've had in South Africa and that we've been using before the enactment of this new one was the 1975 Act, and this is really a tool that governments use every single day when, for example, they need land or property for a public purpose that would include things like for infrastructure development or to build a public school or just down the road from here to build a Gau train. And now it's become officially an act as of the 24th of January 2025.
Martin, that this is not about land reform. I think that is the issue with the land reform system as it currently stands, is it's deeply cynical about providing black people with land. The government doesn't trust black people with land in this country. And that's evidenced by the millions of title deeds that are held in backlogs by the state. In fact, in November of 2024, the Minister of Human Settlements said that between the years 2029 and 2024, they had the target of clearing 1 million title deeds away from the state, finally into the hands of South Africans. How many of those have been achieved today? Only 100,000, less than 10%. That is what I'm speaking about when I say there's a cynical distrust of giving black people access to land.
Okay.
So the Ministry of Human Settlements listed that two of the reasons why it is unable to distribute those title deeds is because of a lack of provision of bulk services, that would be things like water, roads, electricity. And secondly is the fact that government has not, as it is planned, formalized townships. So basically the government is withholding land from people because of its own failures. So if the government gets to those two things, there would be the distribution of those title deeds. And also the government is the third biggest owner of land in this country. About 24% more is held in trust. Some of that are tribal trusts. Tribal trusts are land that's held in trust that are administered by chiefs, which are basically government administrators. If the government removes that access, that land that it's holding and gives it to people, then I think there'd be a lot of less pointing at fingers at who's actually holding the land and who's gatekeeping.
Okay.
If the government did the right thing of giving that land away.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
Uyu munsi tunejejwe nuko radio Witness yadusuye. Turanezerewe cyane rwose, kimwe na bagenzi banje nabo banezerewe birenze uko tubivumva.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn right here on Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that short break. You are still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities. You can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. We are still continuing with the Expropriation Act in South Africa, and now some organizations like SECLIGA have come out to fight for the rights of South Africans and their land rights. SECLIGA is an organization recognized as a premier litigant on commercial matters in the public interest, with thousands of committed funding partners, a growing business chamber network across the country, and have produced substantial economic benefits for businesses and the communities they serve. SECLIGA's interest in the current expropriation case is to legally and politically oppose expropriation without compensation, which it urges undermines property rights and poses severe economic and social risks. The organization is actively involved in challenging the new Expropriation Act and is closely monitoring landmark cases to set legal precedents. The CEO of the organization, Peter Lee Rooks, gave a brief background of the expropriation case at hand.
In 2018, the landowner was busy trying to develop the property. It was applying for development right, township establishment. Initially, they got it, but then it was appealed from the community. And during that appeal process, toward the end of 2018, the Ekurhuleni City Council resolved to expropriate this property at zero compensation, explicitly saying that they want a test case. In the course of 2019, this expropriation happened. The company, the owner, said, well, we won't contest the expropriation. If you need it, as you say, then that's fine. But the city then just refused to make an offer. And then after some court processes in the course of 2020, the former owner forced the city to make an offer. That offer was then for zero compensation. And the city said that it's zero because it's for social housing and because social housing is in the public interest and because the city does not want to pay, therefore the compensation should be zero. And the intervening period has been a back and forth. The company is trying to keep this out of the news, just settle this amicably, but now there's no way around it. It's heading to mediation next month and then to an 18-day trial in February next year in the High Court.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or are you aware of a person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question. Then upload it to send.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Additionally, he further shared what he hopes that South Africans are going to get out of this first test case of expropriation without compensation and what fair compensation would be for this land.
It would be for the court to determine something around market value. You have to start somewhere, and you start at market value. The city of Ekurhuleni started at zero. The company said, we have estimations of market value and we'll have a discussion around that. But the city just says zero. So it's a political motivated decision. From Sakhalikha's perspective, it is crucial to maintain market value as the basis when the state decides to expropriate. Like I said, that is the cheapest form of expropriation. Anything significantly below market value is very expensive because all property of the same type around the country will decrease in value. The owners of that property, whether it's pension funds or real estate investment trusts or individual owners, they will all share in the decrease in value, and that will have international ramifications. So really, it's in everybody's interest to pay market value. Whatever that is, that can be a cool and calm discussion. But to have that discussion, the city first needs to be willing to do so, and currently it isn't. It's impossible to develop all land in the country at the same time. Land that doesn't have buildings on it, like nature reserves, or land that is being timed for later development, these are all very prudent investment decisions. So we must be very careful to try and force people to do something with the land that could lead either to natural destruction or it could lead to malinvestments and so on. In this case, none of that even applies because the development property was in the process of being developed, and we must recall that the city said it wanted to use this for urgent social housing. It's 7 years later. I was at that property last week. Nothing has been built on the property. If it was up to the owner, something may very well have been built. They were planning to put housing developments on that site. And also, it's not an easy site to develop. There are sinkholes on the one side. There's a mine dump on the other. There's a wetland. It would be very costly to develop, but the owners were in the process of putting that development together, and the city has done nothing. So, in fact, the intervention of expropriation, especially the intervention of expropriation without compensation, has caused a decrease in housing compared to what it would have been if the city had just stayed out of the business.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
He concluded with his remarks on mediation for this very dispute that has been going on for 7 years, that is scheduled for October this year. And then there will be an 18-day trial in February 2026.
It's actually unacceptable to have a 7-year delay. I mean, these are millions of rand of wasted legal expenses, opportunity cost, management time, etc. I think this is one of the reasons why the 2024 Act that was assented to by President Ramaphosa, the new Expropriation Act, is so unacceptable. Because even though this happened under the old Act with much stronger protections, this could drag on for 7 years. Under the new Act, the dragging out will be much longer, the expenses will be much more. So I think it's unacceptable to waste people's time and money like this. And unfortunately, this is one of the reasons why, even though Saakliga will not be involved in this case, this is a private matter that the owner is pursuing for recourse, for compensation, we will be involved in our own application during the course of October against the 2024 Expropriation Act, because if that act is allowed to stand, we will see many more examples of this with a lot of value destruction.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Wake up to the stories that matter most. Land, people, and the environment. Tune in to The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning companion bringing you fresh, reliable news and insights on land rights and environmental issues from across Africa. From the struggles of farming communities to the victories of climate justice defenders, to the hidden stories of land grabbing, you'll hear it all first thing in the morning. Join us every morning, starting at 5 to 6 a.m. East African Standard Time on Witness Radio for The Dawn. Stay informed, stay inspired, and rise with the truth. The Dawn at Witness Radio, shining a light on land and environment in Africa.
Land acquisition and land reform rights have been a major cause of disparities on the basis of land between people across Africa and their respective countries. But we hope for the best, and we shall be keeping you posted about the coming developments. And that all brings us to the end of our show, The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. To listen to us, please visit our website every weekday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African Time, www.witnessradio.org, or by simply downloading the Witness Radio app. For any comments and interactions, do not hesitate to reach out to us on WhatsApp at +256 745 965 765, or by directly calling us on +256 414 697 221. My name is Eunice. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.